2-61 at San Diego State on Saturday.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
The segment of the Long Life Era community is powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy. They'd rather wait. Marla Letizia, founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook group. She's also known as Nanny Bubby. As we begin the new year, you have new goals for the Long Life Era community in 2024, which is coming up on its fiscal year. It was started in 2023. What can you tell us about the response? Was it what you expected?
Beyond what I ever expected. In fact, I had this thought that I should do it and start a group, and I put it off for about a month and a half. And finally, it just kept coming up in my head, driving me crazy, and finally I did it. And within 20 hours, we had over 100 people that had joined the group. And then I got the call to be here on the radio, which I have loved.
For the Long Life Era community, what are the long-term goals when it comes to members?
So we want to grow the membership. We're at about 350 now. Of course, we want to keep growing. And that's a personal goal that I have, is to continue to add members to the group so they can find us at Long Life Era Facebook group. It's the Long Life Era community. And the other goal for the group is to get everybody to embrace the long life mindset.
And you have a new website for that, longlifemindset.com.
Yes.
What can you tell us about that?
So they can go there, longlifemindset.com, and find these words. I recognize that living a healthy, long life to 100 years and beyond is entirely possible. I embrace becoming a centenarian is part art and part science. And I believe from this point forward that I am the artist and scientist of my own long life destiny.
Ambitious, inspiring. Best of luck to you with that. Give us the website again, please.
LongLifeMindset.com, and find us on Facebook group, Long Life Era Community, and join the conversation.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
A little bit slower than usual through the resort corridor on I-15 southbound near Charleston. That's a reported scene of an accident southbound 15 near Charleston. Extra delays, though, through the downtown Las Vegas area. You can blame an accident on 95 southbound after Eastern. You're about 10 to 15 miles per hour through the area at 95 southbound again after Eastern. No accidents on the Beltway, although in the southwest, watch for one on 215 eastbound near Buffalo. It's not an accident, rather, it's Nevada State Police helping out another vehicle there on 215 eastbound near Buffalo. And still have that much earlier accident at the west side intersection of Harmon and Arville, right in the middle of the intersection. Sunny, clear, and cool today. We'll only get to about 50 degrees this afternoon. Winds will gust up to 20 miles per hour, 41 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Walks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready.
By the way, the Trump legal team has moved to have the Georgia case thrown out. On the basis of presidential immunity. We'll have more on that. Clay and Buck, I'm sure we'll have a lot more on that coming up in the next few minutes. I had a chance earlier to visit with a good friend and a guy that knows a lot about education. He is Kevin Child. He's a former school board of trustee member. And I asked him, I said, the kids are back in school. Teachers have a new contract. Is there good reason for optimism as we open up the second semester?
Not really, because, again, you still have the same people running it. And that's the problem, is that they don't want to tie for all this funding, they need to tie benchmarks to this money to make sure these kids are learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know, that contract, they settled for a 10% raise and an 8% the second year. They increased the extra duty, which is good. I want teachers to get paid, but they also have to perform, Kevin.
Is this enough of a raise? 18% over 2 years, it sounds on paper like it's pretty darn good.
It's not bad. We're in the middle of the road when it comes to all states, which is kind of good. Again, and then you have to worry about their taxes, their gasoline tax, everything throughout the valley they have to pay for, inflation. And nobody puts that into perspective. And this is what we need to pay attention in this next legislative session.
Let me just ask you, I remember when the governor, as a candidate, said, I'm going to give $2 billion in new education spending, but at the end of a couple of years, I'm going to come back and look for accountability. How will we get accountability? And is that something that's going to have to come from the legislature? Can it come from the governor? Or is there some extraneous third party that can weigh in?
It's going to have to come from your legislature because, again, they're the ones that represent the people, and they need to make those rules and regulations in place. When we give raises, we need to tie things to that. You need to tie performance to that or a benchmark, Kevin. And this is what all these legislators don't do. They just give money out and they let, you know, like the school board trustees. And like I've said before, we need to take that component of those raises and put that with the state. If the state legislators are going to give money out, they need to do the negotiations for these teachers and these and the every union group in education, because that way they're held accountable. And let the school board trustees make sure that these kids are reading, writing, and doing arithmetic. But again, we need to put guidelines in the legislature to make sure that it's happening, Kevin.
I want to find out from you if you think our kids are safer today than they were 2 years ago, 3 years ago. The one thing I worry about is school safety. We've seen it all over the country. We've seen it here in Nevada. Can you talk a little bit about school safety and where we are on that particular issue?
No, Kevin, we're not safer now. We're running back, which is really sad. And when Governor Sandoval put a safety committee together, they tried to keep me out of it, but I put a budget together to make sure that we had the proper equipment and the proper procedures to make sure that our kids are safe, the teachers are safe, everybody that goes on that school campus is safe. And that was a thing that – and the media kind of took it up. But again, the legislators didn't do it, and the governor didn't react to it. And they should make sure that it is. That's the priority one, is to make sure these kids are safe. And mental health is a big factor of that, and we need to pay attention to that, Kevin.
I want to ask you from a running for office standpoint. You're running for Assembly in District 42. First of all, where is 42?
Right, 42, we runs. You got Decatur and Flamingo. Then you go up to Desert Inn, and you go all the way up to Durango to the 215, back to Decatur. That's kind of the boundaries. It's going to go in and out of there. But again, I don't care about the boundaries. I care about the people. I care about what we are going to do, how we make sure that seniors win and our school district wins. That's one of my biggest priority, is making sure seniors and our children win in our community.
You've been running for a while, and I'm just curious, you are going to be talking to lots of Republicans in your district. First of all, do you know who they are?
Yeah, I do. And I started calling on my campaign is calling and asking them, what are the priorities? And that's my biggest thing is, and I'll call, to win this race, I need about 3,000 votes. That's not bad. I can call, you know, 3,000 voters, you know, four or five times. So they're going to hear me. They're going to ask me. They're going to tell me what they want, because I do care, Kevin. And I'm excited about this race. I'm excited about this year. And I hope people pay attention because, again, I always say Democrats want freedom. Well, why don't they want freedom of choice of where they send their kids to school, Kevin? That's a big factor of this whole thing because our Clark County School District, we went from when I was in there from 320,000 children. They're down to like 309,000 children. That means our schools are failing, and we need to pay attention to that.
Kevin Child, former school board of trustee member. That's going to just about do it. Tomorrow, Ron Quince, Ron Q, running for Congress. Why? He'll tell us. That's all coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Wayne on the route for Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers, my go-to jewelry store in Vegas. I only buy from Jenny O because I know the quality and price cannot be beat. Head over to their new location in Summerlin in the Trails Village Center. Take advantage of Jenny O's New Year's sale. They have inventory that needs to go and will never return. So now's the time to get an extraordinary piece of jewelry for that special person in your life. The owner's Jenny O, the queen of color. She knows everything about diamonds and has a love and passion for rare, one-of-a-kind color. I'm a witness. I bought my own diamond wedding band and my wife Cindy's wedding ring at Huntington Jewelers. We got incredible value, and we get nonstop compliments everywhere we go. Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers, since 1950, is an American Gem Society jeweler, recognized in the highest in ethics, integrity, and credibility, and you'll get the best customer service in Vegas, guaranteed. Don't miss Jenny O's New Year's sale at Huntington Jewelers' new location in Summerlin in the Trails Village Center and online at HuntingtonJewelers.com.
Over the years, Lerner Rose helped over 150,000 injured people recover billions of dollars for their injuries and over $1 billion in the last 5 years alone. What does that mean to you? That means that Lerner Rose is a law firm that not only has experience, but the proven results to recover money for your injuries. The insurance companies know which attorneys won't put up a fight. When you call us, we call them, and they know they have to pay.
Lerner and Rose is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, January 8th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Problems in the cabin. Where is Lloyd Austin? Republicans take a stand on the border, and more statues coming down. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, an Alaskan Airlines flight on a Boeing 737 MAX was flying when a piece of the fuselage blew off. An entire wall of the plane gone. It's a section where the plane could have had a door, but Alaska opted to have a window put there instead. It's called a door plug. It's the width of an entire seat, and amazingly, no one was sitting in that seat. 7 minutes into the flight, but they were high enough where people needed to use the oxygen masks. And unlike in the movies, you don't get just sucked out of the plane. But one woman did scream, my son, he got his shirt ripped off. Can you imagine how terrifying that would be? It has been revealed that the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, has been hospitalized and never told the White House or Congress. He was hospitalized on January 1st for a minor elective procedure, we're told. But word never made it to the White House until January 4th. We don't know what the procedure was or what the complications were. Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi, he's the top Republican on the Armed Services Committee, he called it a shocking defiance of the law. He said, what justification did the department have for withholding information from the National Security Council? Lloyd Austin is 70. Kathleen Hicks, his deputy, was not informed in advance that he was having this procedure and was on vacation in Puerto Rico when he was hospitalized. Austin said in a statement that, I could have done a better job ensuring the public was appropriately informed. I commit to doing better. President Biden asking for $14 billion from the House for border security. He said, they ought to give me the money. I need to protect the border. What a joke. The Republicans say no, because this money's not going to be used to stop illegal immigrants from coming in. It's going to be used to process more illegal immigrants coming into the country. The National Park Service has announced that it will remove the statue of William Penn from Welcome Park in Philadelphia. William Penn is in Pennsylvania. Welcome Park will be redesigned with a Native American exhibit. William Penn is being removed because he was a slave owner. In unrelated news, President Biden gave his first campaign speech near Valley Forge on Friday, where George Washington and his men camped for over 6 months in the freezing winter, only to survive and then turn the tide of the Revolutionary War. Here we have Biden evoking George Washington as a paragon of virtue and righteousness, yet it's Biden's base that has been removing statues of George Washington and all of our founders for the last 3 years. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Do you want more online safety and privacy? I know I do. That's why I started using NordVPN. It guards me against various internet threats. Digital trackers, malicious websites, and malware-infected downloads, back off. I choose to browse with more confidence. I choose NordVPN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, what do Benedict Arnold and former President Donald Trump have in common? Well, according to President Biden, they're both traitors, although he has not weighed in on Mr. Arnold, who sold out his country during the Revolutionary War. No, Joe Biden is concentrating 100% on Donald Trump, the insurrectionist, the man who tried to overthrow the American government. That will be the theme of the Biden campaign this year, because really, if you want to be honest, what else can Joe Biden run on? Food prices are up 20%. More than 10 million illegal aliens are running around a country. There is disorder in American cities, and two wars have broken out overseas. So what's Joe going to run on? He has to demonize Donald Trump, and that is not hard to do. So the election of 2024 comes down to Americans believing that Donald Trump is a traitor or rejecting Joe Biden on the grounds that he is incompetent. Where do you stand? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Tom Conroy, Washington, New Jersey. We must have a fair election this year. We can't have the same problems we had in the 2020 election. Well, in some places you will. You know, more than 30 states have passed laws to tighten up voting, but about 18 have not. And what do you think is going to happen there? But everybody's focused on it now, Tom. So we're going to cover it very aggressively. Ken Ungaro, Mooresville, North Carolina. I have to respectfully disagree with you on something for once, O'Reilly. The woke equity BS isn't going anywhere because it's fully entrenched in the corporate culture, especially the financial industry. I don't expect it to go anywhere, Ken. You're right. It's going to be around. But the backlash against it? I mean, two words, Bud Light. That's my thing. There's a big backlash against it now. John Korb, Rising Fawn, Georgia. Thank you, Bill, for the Smart Life segment on missingmoney.com. I checked it out and received a $7,000 check from two different companies. Whoa! John, way to go. $7,000. Missingmoney.com. Smart Life tip. I'm glad John got the money. Nancy Halstead, Bowling Green, Virginia. I've been reading Killing Crazy Horse. I have two master's degrees in education, and the intensive work you guys put into these books is notable. I will read many of the Killing books now. Thanks for all the honest work you do. Yeah, Dugard and I, we're honest guys. Everything you read in our books is true. Now, we're writing a book called Confronting the Presidents, Assessing Every President, from George Washington to Joe Biden. Book will be out early September. Time for the run-up to the vote. Okay, next week I'll have the cover for you. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now, to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 209 years ago today, a ragtag army of Americans, Indians, pirates repelled a brutal assault by the British Navy. The skirmish foiled King George's plan for an invasion of North America. Here's the story behind the Battle of New Orleans. In December 1814, American and British diplomats met in Europe to reach a truce in the War of 1812. Meanwhile, English forces mobilized for what they hoped would be the campaign's final blow. Following victories against Napoleon in Europe, Great Britain increased its efforts to retake North America. They believed a victory in New Orleans would give the English control of the Mississippi River and the interior of North America. In the King's way was General Andrew Jackson. The commander was previously taken prisoner during the Revolutionary War. Said Old Hickory, quote, "I owe to Britain a debt of vengeance. When our forces meet, I shall pay that debt," unquote. In early 1815, the Royal Navy approached the coast of Louisiana. Jackson immediately declared martial law, ordering every able-bodied man to defend New Orleans. He rallied a rough crew of 8,000 army regulars, frontiersmen, freed slaves, French aristocrats, and Indians. Jackson even accepted the aid of Jean Lafitte, a notorious pirate whose fleet terrorized European sailors in the Gulf of Mexico. On January 8, 1815, the motley crew clashed with 8,000 British soldiers 5 miles south of New Orleans. For the next 10 days, Jackson's poorly equipped army beat back the Brits. Embarrassed by the defeat, the Royal Navy set sail back to Europe. The victory made Old Hickory a national hero. He was elected the nation's 7th president in 1828. Andrew Jackson remains one of the most consequential and controversial figures in American history. Back after this. Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but We can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O, dot com. Freedom20.com. Use code BILL for 15% off.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.